Today, October 3rd, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them what sings chim chim chiree, chim chiroo. Chim chiminy, chim chim chiree, chim chiroo.
Hi. I'm Dave Smith, archivist of the Walt Disney Company. I'm standing here in Legends Plaza on the Disney Studio lot to talk to you about the star of one of the best-loved movies ever made, Mary Poppins. I'd like to tell you how Julie Andrews came to get the role that made her a movie star and a Disney legend.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
What is the meaning of this outrage?
I beg your pardon?
Will you be good enough to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
Julie seems like the only possible choice to play Mary Poppins. Practically perfect, you might say. And that's exactly how Walt felt when he saw her on Broadway playing Queen Guinevere in Camelot. He rushed backstage to offer her the role of the magical nanny.
As I expected, Mary Poppins, practically perfect in every way.
Julie Andrews had been singing since she was a little girl. She was a seasoned pro by the age of 12, but by the early 60s, she had not yet crossed over to the silver screen. Mary Poppins gave Andrews her chance to shine on film, and she delivered. Mary Poppins was an unqualified hit and garnered 13 Academy Award nominations and 5 Oscars, including Best Actress for Julie. She went on to star in The Sound of Music, followed by a string of other film successes. In 1991, Julie Andrews was named an official Disney legend in recognition of the importance of Mary Poppins to the Disney legacy and the importance of Julie to Mary Poppins. In 2001, Julie Andrews, now named a dame by her native Great Britain, returned to the Disney fold. Nearly 40 years after beginning her film career with Disney, she starred in the Princess Diaries films as the queen who takes the young princess under her wing. Don't you think that Julie Andrews deserved her award as Disney legend? Thanks for watching today. Join us next time.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com to watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time...